I'm Ed Gordon. This is News and Notes.
I'm Farai Chidea. Radio is, well, that thing you listen to in your car, right? As it turns out, there are more and more ways to access news and music using the latest digital technology. Joining me now to discuss the future of radio is technology expert Mario Armstrong. He hosts technology shows for Baltimore area NPR member stations WEAA and WYPR, as well as the local ABC station. He's also the technology advocate for Baltimore Mayor Martin O'Malley. Welcome, Mario.
Thanks for having me.
So what trends are affecting commercial and non-commercial radio?
You know, things like longer commute times. People are spending much more time getting to and from work, so that's clearly a significant trend that's making people want to engage or have something to listen to while they're on the go. But I also think consolidation of big radio is making people look for more diverse voices and diverse programming. But I'd have to say the iPod, or what I call the iTunes impact, is probably the largest trend of people adopting new technology like MP3 players is allowing people to listen to things when they want to, which speaks to the larger trend of time shifting.
Well, I want to talk about a few ways that consumers can listen to music or news online. Let's start out with exactly what you're talking about, MP3s, podcasting, iPods. For someone who's been on the moon for a year or two, what is an iPod?
An iPod is an MP3 player that's created from Apple, who, in my opinion, has been really the leader in terms of engaging the music industry to come to a standard where people can now legally download music and it actually work. So Apple has created this iPod music player, but then has also created the iTunes music store. And what you mentioned, podcasting, this is a whole new way to hear diverse voices, to hear diverse content. And essentially, podcasting is like having audio files sent to you, to your computer, when you want them, and then they synchronize automatically to your MP3 player. So it's really a new way that breaks down the traditional barriers of today's radio.
What's podcasting good for, and what is it not so good for?
What it's good for is if there's, let's say, a pretty boring person that talks about something that maybe 1,000 people are in love with, they can actually find an audience who cares in podcasting. What podcasting may not be good for is quality of content. There's no format or no standard or structure, so you're going to get a large plethora of different types of things that you may have interest with, or they may just sound horrible and just trashy.
Let's move along to digital radio and satellite radio. What's the difference?
Digital radio is very exciting. Essentially, AM radio will sound like FM, and FM radio will sound like CD quality. And these stations will also be able to do what's called digital data casting, which, if you can imagine having a display in your car while you're listening to high-definition radio, you could see a text crawl go across your screen.
Maybe and swerve to the side of the road.
And swerve to the side of the road. We hope that you would not swerve to the side of the road. But one of the amazing benefits, though, that these stations can now do, though, that a lot of people aren't aware of, high-definition radio allows an existing radio station to broadcast two streams of audio content from one station. So, for example, if your favorite radio station is 88.9, you may have an 88.9A that does all local and national talk programming, and 88.9B, which then offers news, weather, traffic updates.
In fact, a lot of the NPR member stations are going through this upgrade process right now. What do you think that's really going to do for the consumer to have these kind of alternate stations? And, you know, first of all, how expensive is this equipment?
Satellite radio does cost a monthly subscription fee plus the actual unit. I liken this to the cable industry. You have an assortment of niche programs, over 100 plus stations that I can listen to in my car from Los Angeles to Baltimore and still listen to the same station. High definition radio, on the other hand, all I have to do as a consumer pay for is the actual radio, which can be a few hundred dollars right now, but that's coming down. And as more and more auto manufacturers start to put this equipment in the vehicles, you're going to see a lot more people start to adopt this technology. The other issue is that radio stations do have to upgrade their equipment to broadcast digitally, and that can cost as minimum as maybe $70,000, but it can go well above $250,000.
So finally, what happens to people who just like good old-fashioned radio? They just want to turn it on and have something come out.
they'll still be able to have good old-fashioned radio. You'll still be able to enjoy it the way you do today. One of the cool things that I still think is exciting, many people aren't aware of, there's a new thing that's out on the market. It's made by a company called Pogos, and it's called Radio Your Way. And this little device is like a MP3 player, but it's a portable handheld device that allows you essentially, Farai, to record AM and FM radio, your favorite programs, while you're out and about.
A lot of exciting stuff. Mario Armstrong covers technology for Baltimore area NPR member stations, WEAA and WYPR. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Farai Chidea, NPR News.